A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then he had a proclamation made in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, no human being or animal, no herd or flock, shall taste anything. They shall not feed, they shall not drink water. Human beings and animals shall be covered with sackcloth, and they shall cry mightily to God. All shall turn from their evil ways and from the violence that is in their hands. Who knows? God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger so that we do not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them. And he did not do it. The word of the Lord. Those Ninevites, can you believe that they believed God? Jonah couldn't believe it. He wasn't even a half-hearted prophet. He was a no-hearted prophet. He didn't want them to convert, and yet they converted by his feeble words, spoken with hardly any heart. Why? Why? It's kind of hard to say, really. The story doesn't tell us. I guess they were just ready to hear. Ready to hear from a foreigner about a foreign God and ready to believe. This can be a challenging thing to us preachers. To preach every day. It's not that our words are going to convert people, or that we're going to do it, but maybe they just need to hear. Maybe someone is ready to hear the word of God today, and even if we spoke it half-heartedly, it would be enough, and they would believe, and they would convert. Not our doing, but the Lord's. But not the Lord's without our saying it. And by the same token, to all of us preachers, there is not one of us who doesn't need to be converted as well. And that's the flip side of this. Jonah needed to be converted. God had to do a lot of work to get Jonah's attention. The people of Nineveh listened to a foreigner. Are we also open, as we preach, to hear the word of God ourselves, for us to be converted daily, to preach and to listen? That is our daily call. Not an easy balance to maintain, but it is the challenge that we commit to if we are Dominican.